Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdy. Vice President Kamala Harris last week revealed a rough draft of her economic plan should she be elected to president. She promised to prioritize the proposal in her first 100 days in office. This is the first economic-focused address since she moved into the candidacy, and it aims at reducing the cost to the American consumer. The outline includes a ban on corporate price gouging to lower the cost of groceries and prescription drugs. These proposals sound good on the surface, but if it was that easy to convince corporations to lower prices, how come Harris and Biden don't do it now? Why wait, right? My opinion is that this might be an exercise in futility, but it sounds good. Affordable housing is on the ticket. That, again, is a large free market, and large free markets can't be bent easily. Lowering interest rates will help lower payments, so she could jawbone the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. But the Fed is supposed to be independent. Both she and I, and probably you know, of course, that the Fed is far from independent. So as president, she could definitely put the screws onto Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell to lower those rates. Her plan is looking at a first-time buyer home credit also. This strategy has been tried a few times in the past and may have contributed to the real estate bust in 08 and 09, but if you want to get people into their first home, these credits would definitely help. I would add to make sure those getting credits have good credit themselves, and Harris had mentioned that in her proposal. On food prices, contrary to popular belief, food companies and the stores that sell food operate on very thin margins. They basically make their profits on volume. Not sure if there is much to be done there, or can be done. Drug prices are also definitely expensive, and the Biden administration just came out with a new edict lowering prices on some popular and much-needed medications, and Harris could continue down those lines. Tax code changes are on the menu. Tax code changes require House cooperation at the federal level, of course, so that could be a sticky wicket. Expanding child credits and the like do go through a little easier, so Harris could push for even more help in that arena. Of course, much of this requires more spending. That means more borrowing by Uncle Sam and higher taxes for some. Without seeing specific proposals and their details, it's difficult to comment on the ability of the government to fund some of these programs she is proposing. Like all on the campaign trail, however, it's easier to say what you're going to do, but it's not as easy as doing it. One thing can be sure of, whoever gets the nod for president, both will probably end up spending a ton more money than we have. And with the U.S. debt at $33 trillion in the debt hole and climbing, no one really knows for sure the total amount. Most social programs will run up deficits and thereby run up the interest payments the U.S. has to pay on that debt, and that is not a good thing for the government, nor you and I. Of course, more money flowing out of Washington means more inflation, and don't we have enough of that now? The jury is out still on the Harris plan at this point. We just don't know the details on how she would accomplish her economic goals. Many of the talking points from both candidates are vague and unspecific and designed to garner votes. It's the way elections work nowadays. What I do know, however, is that both candidates will probably use the public checkbook way more than what I think is prudent, and that would cost us all more money and inflation in the long run. That does it for today's Money Matters, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to either. Views and opinions expressed in this newscast are my opinions only and not a recommendation to buy or sell anything, and not the opinion of this radio station, its staff, members, or underwriters. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. And I hold a BA in economics with honors in 1979 and am a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. My name is Mark Cunaberdy.